Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
I don't want to.
Is it time to clean out the two-holer?
No, I don't want to. No.
Yeah, call
There's
somebody else.
There's a chicken
else.
In the two-holer.
Yeah.
Go get it.
Well, he's going to die. I'm just going to tell you, the chicken's going to die. Yeah. Let's have some poetry,
shall we? Let's do it.
You betcha. Doris Daly is riding along with us. Great piece of poetry. Don't drive the tractor.
Down in Pincher Creek, there's a fella named Lester Hochstein, a wonderful cowboy from that part of southern Alberta. And Lester remembers when he was a little boy, the neighbor's kid came over to ask his dad for a job. And the kid was kind of a hopeless wreck. He couldn't keep a dollar, zilch on work ethic. But Mr. Hochstein thought, well, if I don't give this kid a chance, who will? And here's the story. Here's the true story of how it all happened. And sadly, there's kind of a sad ending for the kid next door. Don't drive the tractor through the bog beneath the hill. The boss's words were spoken plain and slow, but Slick was young and frisky, and he thought, this won't be risky, and the boss has gone to town, he'll never know. Don't drive the tractor through the bog beneath the hill, but to cross would shave 2 hours off the trip. There's no water in the creeks, and it hasn't rained for weeks. I'll just put her into high and let her rip. Don't drive the tractor through the bog beneath the hill. Well, Slick might be too young to grow a beard, but he knew a thing or two, 10 more yards and he'd be through. And that's when the axles disappeared. Slick slunk home from the bog beneath the hill. The boss looked up, and guess what had transpired? He saw mud from toe to chin, a hopeless case wrapped up in skin. Slick confessed and said, I guess this means I'm fired. The boss looked at Slick. He thought about the bog. He rolled a smoke and gazed across the plains. The suspense was pretty thick, but he finally turned to Slick and said, go get the shovel and the chains. Driving back together to the bog beneath the hill, not an angry word was spoken in the truck. The boss had come to grips. He said, Slick, just read my lips. Now go liberate that tractor from the muck. Slick attacked the tractor in the bog beneath the hill. He flung and flailed and shoveled at both ends. He grunted, heaved, and fretted. He wallowed, mucked, and sweated. He'd show the boss that he could make amends. Slick freed that tractor from the bog beneath the hill. He'd learned his lesson. Now he was inspired. It hadn't been much fun, but when he finally said, I'm done, the boss replied, you're right, Slick. Now you're fired.
Yeah, there's a reason the boss tells you, okay? Don't drive the tractor through the bog beneath the hill.
And there is
there's a reason
that you don't pee on an electric fence.
Oh, man, I don't want to. And that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't want to.
One of the other, I shouldn't say punishments, mm-hmm. but reprimands that we would get from our mother if we weren't behaving right was weeding the garden.
Oh, my word.
And I swear, Mom had a quarter acre worth of garden.
She did.
My gosh, Dad would come in with a manure spreader every spring and wipe out the trees at the end of the garden. Yeah. But anyway, talk about weeds.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
It grew good vegetables.
Good veggies. Yeah. Absolutely. We had a good, good garden.
But there was lots of good weeds. Well. Yeah.
I do remember one year.
The
weeds were extremely prolific.
Yes.
And Mom finally said, I'm done.
Finally I'm finished. Done. Yeah, right.
We could not keep up with the weeds.
Well, it was such a big garden, too. Yeah. Holy moly. And I remember the year that Dad tied us to the cultivator.
Yeah.
You remember
there's actually documentation.
There is. We have a picture of that. those old hand cultivators that, you know, had the big iron wheel on the front.
Right.
Well, Dad tied ropes and fashioned harnesses.
Two ahead.
Yeah, two.
And two up.
Two up. Yeah. One right in front of the other.
Who was the single file lead?
I think it was you. I think I was the wheel horse, I think I was the wheel horse, if I remember right. I don't want to do that again either. Yeah.
Well, you know, now I understand why Dad did it.
Well, yeah, the ground was hard, and he couldn't push it through.
No, you could not push it through.
You couldn't push it through.
So he harnessed us up, and here we go.
I'm surprised Dad didn't harness up a team and go do it. I mean, Mom would have had his head.
Oh, yeah.
But still, I'm still surprised Dad didn't.
True. You know, we had them Shetlands that would pull.
Right. He was known for...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if a little's good, a lot's better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, a 10-wheeler full of manure.
Manure.
Come on,
filling
man.
killing a mosquito with a shotgun.
Yeah.
That's kind of, I guess that must be where we get it.
Well, yeah, you know, and there was times when Dad would say, I need your help.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to.
Oh, man, I don't want to. Dad would fall those great big Mormon poplar trees for people.
Right.
You know, he was the only one in the country that had a chainsaw big enough.
The old David Bradley, yeah.
My gosh, yeah. And cut and saw and haul and forever. Yeah, and he would enlist Dave Craythorne with his big tractor.
1066.
Yeah, his international harvester.
Yeah.
And he had hopped that thing up. I don't know what he had done to it.
Well, he had a V8 instead of a 6 in there.
Uh-huh.
Dual pipes.
And I mean, that son of a gun could bark tires.
Oh, I'm here to tell you that it was a tractor.
Anyway, we would shinny up the tree and tie a rope. And then Dave would get on the end of that thing with his tractor, and Dad would get the old David Bradley out and saw these big old trees down. And when that tree started falling, boy, old David, give her the onion.
Oh, boy.
And I mean mud and dirt and clods and sod being thrown as he is spinning to get out of the way of the tree.
I did enjoy that part of it.
That was
exciting.
Loved watching that. Yeah. But once that tree was down, man, that's when the work started.
Oh.
And yeah. I didn't want to. My wife, she's a little disturbed.
Oh,
well,
really?
Yeah, she's getting right down to it. She's kind of a sick person.
Okay.
Because she loves to go to the mountains and get firewood.
She likes that.
That
right?
is her favorite thing in the whole wide world. Well, she's got to be a little disturbed to have agreed to marry me.
Well, I was going to say, that kind of goes without saying.
Well, absolutely. But and our kid's favorite saying is, of hers is, just one more tree.
Just one more tree.
We need to end the show.
What?
Yeah, Dave Alexander's riding along with us. You don't know me.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello. I can hardly speak, my heart is beating so. And anyone can tell, you think you know me well. You don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. You don't know me. I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy to let my chance go by, the chance
that you might love me too. You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside that lucky guy. You'll never, never know the one who loves you so. You don't. Though my heart aches with love for you, afraid and shy to let my chance go by, the chance that you might love me too. You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye, and I watch you walk away. Not that lucky guy. You'll never, never know the one who loves you so. You don't know me. You'll never, never know the one who loves you so. You don't know me.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
I don't want to.
I don't want to either.
I don't want to pick clods off a spud combine.
Me neither. That, thus, we are not farmers because we've had that experience.
Oh, man. What
oh,
a
my
nasty
goodness.
Job.
It was. You know, the new combines are amazing.
I was going to say, do they even have clod
nope,
pickers
they
anymore?
Don't have clod pickers anymore.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's wrong.
Everybody needs
that's
that experience,
just
right?
Wrong.
Yeah. I don't want to plow snow anymore.
I don't want to swat another skeeter.
I don't want to swat another skeeter. Yeah. I don't want to flood irrigate. I don't want to muck the stalls. Yeah, right.
Yeah, but when it comes right down to it,
yeah,
we do.
Absolutely.
We love it.
Well, and that's what we do.
Absolutely.
Yep, that's
yeah.
right. Yep. I don't want to give my wife cat a pill.
Here, hold his mouth.
Yeah, I don't have that problem. My wife doesn't have house animals. We have barn cats, but we don't have any house cats. None in the house. So.
No house cats.
Right, yeah. I don't want to change the diaper.
No.
I just...
Oh, I don't want to.
Well, see, now you're a good grandpa. You really are. Because I'm grandpa too, but I refuse to change
forget
diapers.
Forget about it.
Nope. I sole up. I bow my neck. I hand them to someone else.
You throw yourself on the ground and kick in a
kick
circle.
Kick in a circle. That's exactly what I do. Well, you know.
I do.
You know me. I'm a sympathetic puker, okay?
With a hair trigger reflex.
Big time, yes. Now, if somebody starts puking around me.
I got to go.
I'm going to be puking too, so
yes.
I have to get away from it. I don't want to.
I don't want to.
All right. Well, anyway. Hey, folks, I want to stay tuned for next
episode. Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. What are we doing?
Don't holler, whoa.
don't holler woe when you're in a tight spot. Yeah, that one came from Lindsay Brennan.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely don't
want to. Definitely don't want to.